Well, let's stay with Angus Taylor's speech last night in the Coalition's proposed crackdown on migration. Alan Gamlin is the director of the Migration Hub at the Australian National University and joins me now. Alan, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good to be here, Sally.
Angus Taylor says there are too many people coming to Australia. Is he right?
I guess in principle it's a good idea to link migration to planning, as Angus Taylor has said in the budget reply speech. That's become harder in recent decades with the expansion of the temporary population in Australia. That system is giving flexibility to businesses to hire from overseas when they can't recruit locally, but it also means that we've got a growing number of people on shore who are, you know, effectively in a kind of second-class citizenship status. So that's really the issue, thinking about how to manage the scale and character of temporariness in Australia. It's the temporary population that's grown. Sort of flows of arrivals and departures, that's noisy, that changes. We're in a period still of post-pandemic volatility in arrivals and departures. So, saying, are there too many people arriving in Australia? Technically the answer is no, actually. We've got lower arrivals than we would have expected by now. Since about 2019, but we've also got lower departures, so we've got higher net migration. That's not really the issue. Getting obsessed with those flows just distracts from the real long-term structural issue, which is the size of the temporary population in Australia. That is something we need to manage and link to planning.
Is it appropriate to peg migration numbers to the number of houses built?
A one-to-one link between housing and migration is a bit reactionary and simplistic. Kind of it responds to a political problem more than a planning problem. It sounds like the logic is, you know, people are talking about housing and migration, so let's give them something about housing and migration. But the trouble is that migration is just one piece of the housing puzzle. It's a big puzzle. It really matters, but migration's a relatively small piece of it, and migration contributes to both housing supply as well as demand. So if we choke it off, we're also restricting construction. So it's a good idea to link migration policy to planning, but there are better ways of doing that than linking migration to housing in a one-to-one way. We could, for example, build on the approach of Canada. We could focus on stabilising the size of the temporary population so that we can better link that to all sorts of planning, not just housing. But this sort of reactionary, rather short-sighted approach of just saying, well, one-to-one migration and housing link is more of a political approach than really a planning one.
If a government were looking to reduce the number of people coming into the country, what are the levers here? Which categories can you cut?
Well, this is the problem that has been playing out in politics and the government's been sort of struggling with, not just in Australia, actually, but across receiving countries elsewhere as well, is, okay, we've got a big disruption after the pandemic with fewer people leaving and a bit of a post-pandemic surge of arrivals. So, you know, there's a bit of a squeeze. Where do we target? And it's difficult because, you know, the higher education sector and a whole bunch of downstream industries rely on the international students, which is the biggest category of temporary arrivals. The rural industries in particular rely on the working holiday makers. And, there's a whole bunch of industries that rely on the temporary skilled workers as well. So it's really difficult not to, any category that you cut is going to make somebody unhappy. And, you know, business groups have come out pretty clearly yesterday, even before the announcement, saying they opposed it. The Australian Industry Group, the Australian Chamber of Commerce, both said that, this idea of linking migration in a one-to-one way to housing caps is not a good idea.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast and you're hearing from Alan Gamlin, the head of the Migration Hub at the Australian National University. Angus Taylor doesn't want non-citizens to have access to things like the NDIS and 17 other different government welfare programs. What's your response?
Yeah, well, migrants are taxpayers too. this is a policy that pretty clearly plays into a well-worn stereotype that migrants are lazing around on benefits. But that stereotype is demonstrably false. Migrants contribute more in taxes than they consume in benefits as a group. There's not a big pool of migrants out there lazing around on benefits. So it's a non-issue. It's a solution in search of a problem.
What are the politics of this for Labor? How hard will it be to defend the status quo? Because from the Coalition's perspective, they keep describing Labor's management of migration as out of control.
Yeah, it's a good question. Does it create a problem for Labor? No, I don't think it does. But, you know, the target that the Coalition are aiming for here isn't really Labor. It's One Nation. So the question is this policy a problem for One Nation? And I think it's like a Penny Wong and Julian Hill keep saying, you can't out Pauline. So the dilemma for the Coalition is the more that they try to talk tough on migration in this way that sort of that feeds into stereotypes like the migrants as dull bludgers, the more they upset their other key supporters in the business community. So, as I say, the business groups have come out firmly opposing the housing-linked migration caps. So, yeah, they're in a difficult position here. They've got to talk tough in order to try and win back support from One Nation, but they've got to do so in a way that keeps on side their other key supporters in the business community. So it is a very delicate political position for the Coalition to be in.
Very briefly, what's missing from this debate?
Well, we think the approach should really be more firmly on managing the scale of temporariness in Australia. We do have a structural problem that's emerged over a period of decades with the expansion of the temporary migrant population in this country. We used to be a settler state. We've become something more like a guest worker society with a growing number of people who are on temporary status here. And that creates all sorts of downstream problems that people care about, like social cohesion, because temporary migrants can't, you know, really fully participate in the community. Like infrastructure stress, because we're not really planning very well for this population by considering them to be temporary, like exploitation of temporary workers. So we've got to get our hands around this problem of how do we manage the temporary population and look at countries like Canada, which are doing a better job of it.
Alan Gamlin, thank you very much.
You're welcome.